prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means we're joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. Hi, Elisa. How are you?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Lots of exciting things to talk about today.
Yes, let's just get right to it.
I am the subject of a lot of attention right now.
Yes, you are.
Some of it negative, but the majority of it very positive.
Yes. Well, so do you want to talk about the subject?
So Howard Vlieger, who is a friend of the show, who always sends me breaking research on glyphosate, Howard Vlieger has made it his life's work to spread the emerging science about the dangers of glyphosate. And he sent me a study. It was in Spanish. I had to use the translate button to read it. And in fact, a group of scientists at the University of La Plata in Argentina had gone out and purchased feminine hygiene products and cotton-based products, you know, gauze bandages, stuff like that.
Wound care bandages.
Wound care bandages, exactly. Excuse me. And at local pharmacies and grocery stores. And they tested them to see if there was any glyphosate in them, since cotton has been genetically modified for a long time now. And it is Roundup ready, so they can spray Roundup all over it. And sure enough, 100% of the tampons and 85% of all the cotton products tested positive for varying amounts of glyphosate. Now, there's a lot of people out there who really appreciated learning this. Women who are using tampons, obviously. But there was one guy who came to the Supium Radio Network website and posted that I was fear-mongering. And that
was on Facebook, right?
Yeah, on Facebook. And so those of you on Facebook, if you go to Supium Radio Network's Facebook page, check this out. It's the only post underneath the it's the only comment that starts that blog post. And he said, I was fear-mongering. The LD50, which is the lethal dose 50 for glyphosate, is 5,000 milligrams a kilogram. What they found in the tampons was equivalent to 13 milligrams a kilo. This is the equivalent to a drop in a pool of water. And, you know, all of a sudden he's going on and on about, you know, and he's an environmental engineer.
Let me ask you this. How do you think he found this?
Well, he probably saw it shared on someone's wall.
Okay.
I mean, we got 19,000 likes and shares of this blog post just yesterday. 19,000.
Because you called him a shill, and he said he wasn't a shill, that he's an engineer.
No, what I said was, you are either a shill or you're ignorant of the emerging science that's coming out about glyphosate. He said, I'm not a shill. I'm an environmental engineer. Excuse me. So he and I went back and forth, and then it looked like he called some of his cronies that came and defended him. You know, he must have called his buddies, hey, come to this Facebook page because this guy is giving me a hard time. And so they're coming in and they're siding with him, which I don't care.
But what I find interesting is one of the girls that commented on the post actually says on her Facebook that she's a shill for Big Pharma.
Yeah, that she says on her Facebook,
I'm a shill for
Big Pharma, yeah. So, but other than that one person, everybody else gets it. There is no, okay, so let me be clear about something. And I even posted this on Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, because they shared the blog post as well. Don't assume that if you're buying an organic tampon that you're not also being exposed to some sort of organic compounds that could be harmful to you as well. Remember, pesticides generally, as a rule, have some sort of antimicrobial action. So whether it's synthesized in a lab or organically produced, found in nature, this has no place inside a woman's vagina, because the vagina is coated with microbes that are designed to be healthy flora. So any antimicrobial agent in the vagina is dangerous.
But it wasn't just tampons. It was pads as well.
pads, bandages, gauze bandages, cotton balls. You know, women
cotton Q-tips.
Yeah, women take use cotton balls to take their makeup off their eyes.
I use Q-tips around my eyes sometimes.
Now, my frustration with what really became very clear to me about the people who are in the environmental engineering area where they feel that, look, this is okay, these chemicals are okay, they cite things like the LD50. But not all poisons kill you instantly.
Explain what LD50 is.
The lethal dose. So the LD50 is used in science as the 50% of the dose it requires to kill you. So in other words, the dose to kill you is even higher than the LD50. This is 50% of the dose. And they use that as the threshold. It's like, okay, this is the dangerous dose, LD50. But they don't take into account what low-grade chronic doses of these poisons do over time to health. Now, we know that Dr. Anthony Samsel and the esteemed Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT came on this show and talked about over 15,000 emails and correspondences between inter-office memos and messages between the EPA and Monsanto admitting that they had a problem with this product, that these were sealed documents until the Freedom of Information Act allowed us to get our hands on these documents after a certain period of time. And Monsanto didn't want to give these documents up. They had to fight.
He had to go to his senator.
Anthony Samsel had to go to his senator and demand the documents. So they even blocked FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. When they started to dig through these emails, what they discovered was that as little as 50 micrograms of this stuff causes problems with the gut, leaches to cobalt, which is required for the assimilation of B12, destroys precious microbes in the stomach. Don't forget, every single patent that Monsanto has on glyphosate starts out by saying that it has antimicrobial, antibacterial activity.
Properties.
Yeah. And so they're not making any, they're not hiding the fact that that's what this thing does. And what we are learning about the microbiome and health and disease, you don't want any antimicrobials going down your throat that could destroy precious microbes and tilt the diversity of your stomach to one that is the disease producing.
So the guy that's the environmental engineer even compared this to drinking water.
Yeah, he said anything can be a poison in the right amounts. If you drink too much water, you can die, so that's a poison too. And I corrected him, and I said, you know, in the classic definition of what poison is something that taken in any amounts, just exposure, either causes illness or death. Not all poisons cause death, okay? Some poisons just make you very, very sick, like the poison from a brown recluse spider when it bites you. It doesn't kill you, but it makes you sick for days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad analogy because when you drink too much water, water doesn't harm you in normal amounts. If you drink too much of it, it dilutes the electrolytes in your body and reduces sodium, and your heart can't beat. That's not a poison. That was a bad analogy. And it's funny because he's an environmental engineer. You would think that he would be able to distinguish between those two things.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just drawn from straws. He said glyphosate is safe and it doesn't cause cancer. I said to him, why don't you take a half of an ml of glyphosate and put it on your tongue for the next 15 days and video it and put it up on YouTube and we'll all watch and see what happens. He came back and said to me, the organic pesticide herbicides are just as bad. I'll make you a deal. I'll drink a glass of glyphosate if you drink a glass of, and he named some organic. Now, I never was defending any of these chemicals. He's defending them because he's part of this chemical orthodoxy.
But what's wrong with that statement is organic is just as bad, so they're both bad.
Yes, and that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And this has been my point
but
forever.
But he's defending glyphosate.
Yeah, as being safe.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you're right. They're both, but this has been my point. This is something that those of you who've been listening to the show for the past 10 years, I've been saying our love affair with chemistry has become very dangerous and it's hurting us today. You know, this idea that we can make life better by creating chemicals that kill weeds and do all, it's baloney. And true organic farming doesn't have to use spray on chemicals. They use crop diversity, they use bugs. They use other things to manage their crops. They're not spraying organic pesticides versus synthetic pesticides. They're not using them. But that blog is still up there, and it's an important blog because what it says is this. Don't just assume because a company manufactures something and puts the word natural on it or presumed to be safe or whatever, that you're out of harm's way by using it. There are a lot of women out there who have lots of problems today, and doctors don't know fibroids, where they're coming from, cervical cancer. He can't say that. Look, this guy said glyphosate is not... It does not cause cancer, but apparently the World Health Organization thinks pretty differently. So, but he must be smarter than the WHO, obviously, because his brain is bigger than all of their brain trusts there, right? They said it's a probable carcinogen, right?
Right.
So,
and let's face it, Monsanto is in trouble.
Big time.
There are a ton of U.S. lawsuits that are building over Monsanto. I guess, just this week, Delaware, the Superior Court of Delaware, there were lawsuits. There were three law firms that filed lawsuits there against Monsanto. I mean, they're just popping up everywhere.
The death knell of a company is like Monsanto. Number one, they have been losing financial value in their stock for a long time. This recent episode, since just the springtime alone, their stock has plummeted close to 25% in value, which has caused them to withdraw from trying to purchase some other chemical-based competitors.
Weren't they trying to purchase Syngenta?
Was it Syngenta?
It was Syngenta.
And now they're having to retract that. They've withdrawn. They're having to stop some development of new products that they had planned on developing. They just laid off, what, 13,000 people somewhere? I want to say... I read that the other day that Monsanto just had Monsanto just had a huge bloodletting. I'll find it during the break. They show all the markings of a company that could potentially be gone in 4 to 5 years.
Last month, lawsuits were filed in New York and California, the same as Delaware. These lawsuits are accusing Monsanto of knowing that Roundup or glyphosate is hazardous to human health.
Huh.
They say that Monsanto led a prolonged campaign of misinformation to convince government agencies, farmers, and the general population that Roundup is safe.
And now you know where this information is coming from? Dr. Anthony Samsel and Dr. Stephanie Senef.
Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, because we broke the story on this. They got 15,000 previously sealed documents that show unequivocally that Monsanto not only knew there was a problem, the EPA knew there was a problem, Monsanto just, they used magical science to cover it all up.
Okay, so in this article, it states that Monsanto has said the World Health Organization classification is wrong and that glyphosate is the safe, among the safest pesticides on the planet.
Right.
How can they say that?
They can say anything they want. They've been lying forever. They can say anything that they want. Don't forget, they have to lie. They have to throw themselves right to the edge of the precipice now because they're trying to save their company. They, look, if these lawsuits are successful, every single state in America, every single country, everybody's going to sue Monsanto. They'll be out of business in less than a year. They won't be able to, look, they'll make what's going on at Volkswagen look like a bump in the road, a bump in the road.
These farmers that are filing lawsuits, they have non-Hodgkin lymphoma, leukemia.
But glyphosate doesn't cause cancer.
Well,
I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I know.
No, I said a long time ago, remember a couple years ago I started saying we could see Monsanto go out of business in the next 4 to 5 years. But here's the problem, folks. The genie is already out of the bottle. The epigenetic effects, multi-generational epigenetic effects of exposure to people today to glyphosate who will have children, that's put in gear. That's it. That's there, thanks to Monsanto.
So Monsanto is currently fending off claims over its past manufacturing of polychlorinated biphenols, PCBs,
mm-hmm, PCBs,
with the World Health Organization,
which, by the way,
also classifies as carcinogens.
Which, by the way, Monsanto said was safe when mm-hmm. they first introduced it. They swore it was safe. There was nothing wrong with this. It's safe. It won't harm humans. It's safe. It's safe. You know, this is my problem. We saw the tobacco industry do this. Oh, tobacco's safe. It's safe. It's safe. And then we found that they were lying. We see Monsanto doing this. We saw Merck do it with Vioxx. To me, I'm baffled by the number of stupid people out there who these companies go, oh, it's safe. And they go, oh, okay, I'll take it. When they forget that we have been fooled dozens of times already, and then we find out that they were lying. What happened to human nature to not trust until proven true and then trust? We just automatically go, oh,
but
they
the
must
problem,
be telling the
truth. Monsanto doesn't have to prove anything. They just release it on the public and
well, no, they do have to prove it. See, this is where the EPA gets a pass. I'm not saying that the EPA didn't know what was going on and didn't help what was going on, because we don't know
they
what really happened.
They covered things up.
But see, what the EPA is going to do, just like the FDA did with Merck, when the truth came out that Merck knew that Vioxx was causing heart attacks in test patients, but they covered up the science, the FDA said, well, they hid that from us. We had no way of knowing. So they have something called plausible deniability. So the buck stops with the company. The EPA is going to do the same thing with Monsanto. They're going to say, we didn't know this. They hid this research from us. But the nice thing about Dr. Anthony Samsel's emails that he got shows that the EPA knew there was a problem. So this, I want to see what this government does now when they realize that the EPA didn't do their job in protecting the American people.
Oh, they're going to cover it up. That's what the government will do.
I want to see people go to jail on this one. I want to see that. But that's not going to happen, I'm sorry to say. All right, we have to take a break. We actually had a few things to talk about. We're going to talk about more of them when we come back from the break here. We got tied up with the whole glyphosate thing again. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, I'm not the smartest person in the world, so I have to surround myself with really smart people.
Yes.
Well, I got the LD50 thing wrong.
Oh.
Our news director, Alex Leaf, who also writes some of the greatest scientifically based blogs that we have, said the LD50 is the dose that kills 50% of the test subjects, not 50% of the lethal dose. So, in other words, if you take a dose of something that is considered the LD50, you have the 50% chance of dying from it.
Okay. So,
thank you for that, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
I just want to get it right because I know people will scrutinize. Because that's the one thing. So out of everything I said, that's the one thing people will zero in on. Well, he doesn't even know what the LD50 is.
Right.
When everything else I said was accurate and true.
You know?
So, but I appreciate that. People who keep me on task here. Anyway, let's talk about Betty White.
Well, do you want to talk about new advertisers
first? Yes. We have two new sponsors. Hot Logic Mini, which is the little portable automatic oven that I now use for my lunch almost every single day. You throw raw food in it, you plug it in, and at lunchtime it's cooked, perfectly slow cooked.
I can't wait to start using mine.
Yeah, I know. They have a 20% offer. If you go to the website, superhumanradio.com, you'll see a banner ad for Hot Logic Mini. You click that, you save 20% off. It's really the greatest invention. I bet you these guys are going to sell 10 million of these things because...
They're affordable?
Well, Brian, my neighbor, he got one. Because he saw me using it, and he's sending me pictures of his food now. Look at this, stuffed salmon with bell peppers. I mean, it's amazing. Everybody's using it. It's a great product. If you don't have one.
Didn't Jason LaLue get one for his vehicle?
Yeah, he has
and an adapter?
AC adapter in his truck, and he cooks his food on his way to the job now.
What a great idea.
I know. Everybody should have one. So they're a new sponsor, so show them some love. And also, we have a new nootropic product called Exact, X-A-C-T, and you get a free sample. Click the Exact banner ad on superhumanradio.com and they'll send you a free sample of this product that is not heavily driven by caffeine. It's got some novel new herbs in it that open up the brain, make you sharper, make you more attentive, make you more focused. And I can tell you, I've tried it. And when you take it, you can feel it. You really do feel more alert. So get a free sample of Exact over at superhumanradio.com. Okay.
Okay, so there was a Facebook post going around with the picture of Betty White.
Who passed away recently.
Yes. Right. And but then there were two other pictures of her that where she was supposedly in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I got duped because I shared the post where, I think it was Jason... Or somebody, I think it was Jason Froetz, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, yeah.
Posted on there that this was not true. So.
You went digging around. And
I went
you found
digging
out
around.
She was a pinup model, right?
I found out that the two photos of the woman, who, by the way, she's gorgeous.
Right.
And that from the 50s is a pinup model. Her first name indeed is Betty, but it's Betty.
Bomers or Bromers?
Brosmer. B-R-O-S-M-E-R. And what I found interesting is that she was married to Joe Weider.
Yes. Yeah, so she's Betty Weider.
She's
yeah.
Betty Weider, yeah. Right. And she was a 1950s pinup model. She was in over 300 magazines and books. She evidently is said to have the greatest hourglass figure of all time. It was her, measurements were 38, 18, 36.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 18-inch waist.
Yes.
Without a corset.
She was in thousands of magazine spreads. I mean, here in the 20s, she, you know, really was something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she still is, but I thought it was interesting because she was married to Joe Weider.
And we know that Joe Weider is part of the physical culture community, so we
yes.
got to pay props to her.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I wanted to.
Paying props to another woman who's back in the news, who everybody knows Oprah.
Oprah Winfrey.
There's something called the Oprah effect. If Oprah shows some love for you, she likes what you're doing, all of a sudden all of the little Oprahites follow you as well.
They say that everything Oprah touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
Well, she just announced this week that she's going to join Weight Watchers.
Yeah, so she announced that she's joining Weight Watchers, but she also made a major investment in Weight Watchers. And at the and think about this. I love Oprah. She's done so much good. Okay.
She has.
But just think of this. So the Securities and Exchange Commission, right? They come after you if you manipulate stock. If you like sell stock to get it to drive the price down and then do a buy. If you do all these artificial things to make the market move in one direction or the other. So Oprah obviously didn't just wake up that morning and join Weight Watchers. This is something she's been talking to Weight Watchers about. And she has decided to not only join Weight Watchers, but make a major investment in Weight Watchers.
She bought 10% stake in the company, and she's also taking a seat on the board.
Right. And the day that she announced her her position with Weight Watchers,
she doubled her money.
Her money doubled on the stock market. So
she bought it for just under $7 a share, and when the news got out there, Weight Watchers doubled. It went from $7 a share to $14. So
yeah.
She doubled her money.
And
in
I want to say
days.
She made $70 million, they said, or something like that. Maybe that number is wrong. But anyway, I'm wondering why the SEC isn't going to look at the Oprah effect as somehow. I mean, so theoretically, Oprah could come to any company that has like piddly low prices in stock, announce that she's getting behind the company, and the stock triples and her investment triples along with it. I mean, think about that. She's got her own financial gravity when it comes to the stock market.
Don't you wish you had it?
No, I don't wish I had it. That's not that. I mean, and I know people going, "Yeah, sure you do." No, because look how hard she's worked for so many years. And but the point being, I'm wondering if the SEC is going, "Wait a minute." So Oprah buys a stock, announces that she's going to be part of the company. The stock doubles. Didn't she kind of affect the doubling of that stock? And isn't that somehow influencing and manipulating the stock?
Well, okay, so the thing is Weight Watchers says that they're going to start focusing more on wellness.
Mm-hmm. That means Dr. Oz is going to be part
well,
of it.
Well, no, that's why they decided to team up with Oprah. But for me, I mean, I love Oprah, like you said, but she's not a symbol of wellness.
Hell no.
To me.
No.
She's not a symbol of someone who she's lost and gained and lost and gained.
And now she's just given up and gained.
According to this, she's going to do the Weight Watchers diet as well.
Right.
But for me, she's not a wellness
advocate.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, she's not living the life of wellness. Let's
no.
put it that way.
Mm-mm.
So she's not she's really not the model spokesperson for a wellness campaign.
Exactly.
But she's Oprah, and anything Oprah touches turns to gold, and the Weight Watchers is going to benefit from this, and she's going to bring a whole bunch of new people to Weight Watchers again. Cuz don't forget, the competition for Weight Watchers has got really huge. I mean, there's so many ways to lose weight today. It used to be just Weight Watchers. So they really needed to step up their game to get their market
well,
share.
Well, yeah, they've been in a decline for some time now, and they needed something. This is what they needed.
They needed Oprah. Everybody yeah. need. You know what? I wish Oprah would come to this show and say, you know, I love Supreme Radio. I think I'm going to listen to it, and I want to buy into the company. We would be wealthy overnight because of that, just because of Oprah. Think about that. That she has that ability to touch somebody and change their life. Mm-hmm. That's amazing to me.
It is amazing.
That's amazing. But let's be honest, she's never going to touch this show. Not with the things that we talk about here. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more good stories. Stay tuned.
Drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Ice, Ice Baby. This is perfect.
Perfect.
Huh?
Did you plan that?
Yeah, I planned it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I did. Yeah. You didn't even know I was planning it. Okay, we'll tell you why this is perfect. So we're going to talk about 10 recovery methods that really work.
And one in particular that doesn't.
And
really
so I've been saying this for a long time, and that's the idea. I say things and people tell me I'm wrong and it doesn't make sense to me. So I keep saying it. And so I continue to be wrong until someone else comes out and goes, no, you're actually right. So let's talk about these 10 methods of recovery that really work.
So ice baths have long been reported as the Hail Mary of muscle recovery, but new research from Queensland University is throwing cold water on its supposed efficacy.
And I've said this all along. So keep in mind now, I worked at the racetrack with thoroughbred racehorses. And the only time we used ice baths was to freeze a horse's legs so he couldn't feel them because he was sore. And then he would run his heart out because he couldn't feel the pain. That usually led to other injuries, but they didn't care. They wanted the horse to run. But one of the things that I learned about ice baths that the vets would, you know, tell you, look, you got to keep the horse in there for 10 minutes, take him out, walk him, put him back in there for 10 minutes, take him out. Otherwise, something is vascular constriction occurs where now the blood vessels start to constrict and blood flow to the muscles start to go away. And that's when I learned that, you know, ice baths are not a good thing if you're trying to recover from a hard workout. I put two and two together. But people always told me, well, it reduces inflammation. I'd say there's a lot of better ways to reduce inflammation than freezing your muscles.
There were so many of the podcasts that were talking about how you should take ice baths.
Yeah.
I think there was one doctor, was it Jack Cruz?
Well, he was saying it to turn adipose tissue into brown adipose tissue and it would burn fat.
Oh.
I mean, which is, you know, that's like, oh my God. Okay, well, how about just building muscle instead of trying to burn, make your fat change? But the notion of going in an ice bath after a hard workout, to me, is going to restrict muscle recovery.
Okay, so they did two different studies. One study, they had men strength training 2 days a week for 12 weeks. Half of the group withstood a 10-minute post-workout ice bath at 50 degrees, and the other half did a warm down on an exercise bike. At the end of the 12 weeks, those who performed an active warm down had more strength and muscle mass than those who cooled down in the ice bath.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then the other study, they actually took muscle biopsies from men after they performed single leg strength exercises, then either took an ice bath or actively warmed down. This time they found that the ice baths stunted activity within the satellite cells, or essentially muscle stem cells, and activity and pathways needed to build bigger, stronger muscles.
So I feel vindicated. I've been saying that ice baths are a bad idea for muscle recovery forever, and people have been telling me I'm wrong, and I've always been real polite about it and go, oh, okay, you know, but I've never thought they were good. Okay.
Okay,
so let's talk about things that do work.
All right, the first one is massage.
Yeah, I like that. And we're giving away
two massages
to two lucky winners next Casual Friday. Next week, we'll announce the winners. Listen for the secret word during the commercial breaks. Email it into onair@superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win.
To see if massage truly aids recovery, researchers biopsied volunteers' legs over the course of three sessions. I cannot talk today. Once while at rest, second time after they did vigorously exercised on a stationary bike and received a 10-minute massage on one thigh, and a third biopsy 2.5 hours after the second to track the repair processes.
And what did they find?
Massage reduced the production of cytokines,
right,
which
right.
play a critical role in inflammation and stimulated mitochondria.
Beautiful. So go for a massage after a heavy workout.
Yes.
Okay. The next one.
We should all go for a massage once a week.
Absolutely. Especially if you're training hard. If you're really training hard, you do. Epsom salt baths. They really do work.
I love Epsom salt baths.
They really do
work.
But
someone told me one time that they're only effective for 20 minutes. Once you're in there for 20 minutes in your bath,
you don't need any more. I wonder why that is. So Epsom salt baths actually do work. Electrical stimulation, you know, these TENS units, these muscle contracting units, that apparently they will help you recover faster. Who knew? I didn't know that.
Foam rolling.
So foam rolling is one of those things you got to be careful about. Foam rolling, Christian Lombardo posted a couple good articles for me when he found out that I was foam rolling. And you can do some damage with foam rolling, just like you could do damage with deep tissue massage. Yes. So you got to use the foam rolling.
You know, a couple times I've gotten deep tissue massages, and I was actually nauseous when I got up from the
right.
the massage bed.
Yeah. So you got foam rolling. There's a sweet spot for foam rolling, and then there's too much foam rolling. So you got to be careful with
okay,
that.
Okay. Also, though, keep in mind they have vibrating foam rollers. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. I can't read this thing because an ad keeps popping up on my screen, so I apologize. Okay, here we go.
Compression.
Yes. So this is something that's becoming very, very popular. There's these gravity suits out there that actually are so tight on your body, kind of like the squat suits that the powerlifters wear, but it goes from ankle to wrists, and it compresses the tissue. A lot of people say that they train in them and it causes resistance. It's harder to train in them. And so they, it appears that you're working out in a higher gravity environment, but they're also saying that they're good for recovery now, huh?
Yeah. It says athletes observed improvements, though small to moderate, in their recovery of maximal strength and power, especially in vertical jumps, reductions in muscle swelling and perceived pain, and the presence of blood lactate.
The next one we all know is important, and that's sleep, right? Getting adequate amounts of sleep really is the single thing that will improve your recovery, but more importantly, not help you recover if you're not getting good sleep. I mean, it could really wear you down. So we did a show yesterday, and the show was about incline bed therapy and its effects on multiple sclerosis symptoms. It's remarkable. This study is being done in the UK. Well, one of the things that the Andrew K. Fletcher said during the show was his son is a weightlifter. And his son said that since he's been inclining his bed, he recovers faster. He never gets delayed onset muscle soreness anymore at all, not even after any of the hardest workouts that he does. And so I'd like people in the audience to consider doing this. We're going to Home Depot later today because I didn't do it last night. I'm going to get fence post and have them cut two pieces 7 inches high to put under the headboard of our bed. And I'm going to start sleeping on that with that 5-degree incline to see what it does for me. But I'd like other people to try it too. I would love feedback to tell, you know, this doesn't cost anything. It costs a couple bucks. It can't hurt you. So let's try
it. He was saying that people actually who couldn't walk can walk now.
There was a guy named David Kahn. We talked about him, who was paralyzed for 11 years from multiple sclerosis. And he got up and walked, naturally holding onto a railing. But in the past, he couldn't even get up. And there are women that, I mean, I forget how many thousands of people in that UK study. It's been going on now for 20 years, he said. And that are using incline bed therapy to completely reverse symptoms of multiple sclerosis. It's all about blood flow. It's all about allowing the brain to cool at night. Everybody who uses it, their breath rate goes down and their heart rate goes down in sleep as opposed to sleeping on a flat bed. So that indicates that the body is either operating more efficiently or under less stress and load. When you're in that incline, it's a lot easier for the heart to pump blood as opposed to laying flat. So there's something to it. I'd love people to try it, but add that to your sleep for recovery.
Okay, but I want to just say this real quick. When I was at the gym this morning, there was a girl. I was on a machine working out, I was doing pull-ups.
Okay.
And there was a girl that walked by me, and she had a T-shirt on, and it said, "Sleep is my cardio." And as she was walking by me, she was yawning.
So she was doing cardio right there and then.
I thought that was funny.
This is a big one for all of us. Post-workout protein shakes, or at least protein of some kind. Your body is primed to build new muscle. You have to give it the building block amino acids to do so. A post-workout protein shake with some carbohydrates is the best thing you can do for your body.
I'm not sure about this next one. Chocolate milk.
So you know who drinks chocolate milk?
Who?
He drinks a half gallon every single day. My friend Sean.
Oh, does he really?
Yes.
He's got a good physique.
He's in great shape, but he trains very hard. He owns a Play It Again Sports. His name is Sean Harkins. Nice guy. But he says to me, you know what? I don't subscribe to all those expensive drinks. He goes, I pick up a half gallon of real chocolate milk every single day at Kroger's on the way into the office and into the store after I train. He goes, and I just sip on that. But there's a lot of people, there was a study done on chocolate milk.
Well, if he's just sipping on it throughout the day, the sugar content's not good for his teeth. I can tell you that.
Well, but there was a study done on chocolate milk as a post-workout drink.
Yes.
Tart cherry juice. This is all the rage.
You know, tart cherry juice, I've read a lot of studies about runners and sprinters that they recover quicker when they drink tart cherry juice.
It's supposed to have some, well, it has melatonin in it. Let's remember that, right? Those tart cherries have melatonin. Melatonin is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory.
Well, they're stating the anthocyanins here,
anthocyanins,
which help
yeah.
reduce pain and inflammation.
You know, maybe I'll try it. I've always been afraid of it because of all the sugar.
Well, just a little bit. A little dab will do you, huh?
Yeah. And then the last one is water. And get plenty of it.
But according to the guy on Facebook,
it's poison it's if poison. You drink too much of it. Yeah. He even posted back over there about this.
Did he?
Yeah, he won't give up. He wants to say water is not poison. Just because you drink too much water, that doesn't make it poison. But it's okay. We'll let him win. Who cares? There's now over 20,000 people who've shared and liked that article. So I have one detractor. I can live with that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com/CarbGuide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Give me two baby, baby. Baby, baby. Baby.
Are you on the air right now?
Hell yeah. My peeps love me, even when I act stupid. Come on. Welcome back.
Whatever.
Whatever. So,
There's a new character on.
Yes.
On Sesame Street.
And I want to talk about this because of what the implications are. So you've heard me say, you know, that Alzheimer's disease is becoming so prevalent in young people that there was a movie made about it called Still.
The one with Julianne Moore.
Yeah, still.
She won an award for that.
Yeah, I can't think of the name that they still Amy, still Sylvia, still something. When a disease reaches that level of infiltration in the population where you can make a movie about it and so many people go see it because that disease has touched their lives, either them directly or via a relative. That tells you something about that disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Black Plague was around today, Hollywood would make a movie about living through the Black Plague. Let's face it, right?
Okay. Right. Okay. So the new character, her name is Julia. She has orange hair and she's a girl with autism on Sesame Street.
Okay. So what this says, folks, is that autism has reached such a level that it needs to be represented in our population. So you know how we have we have to have diversity in companies that represent our population. We have to have diversity on television shows to represent our pop. Well, now we have to have diversity to represent autistic people. And don't forget, they're not children. This has been going on for a long time. We have adults now. We have people that are going into their 20s and 30s who have been living with autism in our population now. That is a terrible, terrible testament to where we're going.
Evidently, she's only going to appear in materials associated with the Autism Initiative and not currently in the broadcast program.
I think that's wrong, too. I got to be honest with you. I think that's wrong. I think that is unfair to autistic children. Because autistic children, you don't put them in a closet when you're done with them and then take them out when you want to showcase them. Why don't they have her up there and show what it's like to live with autism as a character on the show?
Okay, so there are 1 in 68 children who are autistic.
Or less than that, depending on whose numbers you use.
Well, and then also the majority are boys, but mm-hmm. they've chosen a girl.
Interesting, interesting
don't
observation.
You find that interesting?
Yeah. I think they ought to have her on the show all the time as a regular character, rotating in and out of skits, just like Cookie Monster and Big Bird and whoever
Elmo.
Elmo. They ought to have her on the show anytime, all the time, and portray what it's like to have autism in day-to-day things that they're portraying. Like maybe she has a hard time sitting still in a room and they have to, you know, ask her to sit down. See, this is my problem. They're not really doing a good job by the autistic community.
They're saying here that they wanted to demonstrate some of the characteristics of autism in a positive way, and that they chose a female because a lot of people don't think that females are
get autism.
Right. Yeah. And so they want to make people aware that, yes,
it's for
girls get it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I applaud them, but this is sad. It's sad to me that our population is so permeated now with autistic individuals that we have to have a character on
Sesame Street.
Like, what is effing wrong with this country? You have idiots on one side trying to defend chemicals and how they're safe. Look, no chemicals are safe. If they're safe, give them to your babies.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Why now are there 1 in 68 or less children? Why not 100 years ago?
Because of what we're living with in our environment.
I know, but so why aren't the powers that be asking that question? Why aren't they, instead of trying to make it mainstream and putting a character on Sesame Street, why aren't they trying to figure out why now so many children have autism and they didn't 100 years ago? Or the Amish populations don't have autism.
They have zero autism.
So why aren't they taking the money and using it to research why they don't have it?
Because they don't care.
And trying to figure out a way to stop it.
They don't care. You're talking about the government has to be involved. You're talking about the government that allows the FDA to do what it does to people. We're going to talk about this later when we talk about supplements. But, I mean, we have few choices in this quote unquote free country when you really think about it. And, health is not guaranteed. It comes down to where you get your information from. You know, the environment is toxic today. Water is toxic. Air is polluted. You know, the food chain has been adulterated and destroyed. And you want to know why? Because these parents are giving birth to children and they're consuming these poisons. They're drinking these poisons. They're living in these poisons and their babies are showing the signs of it. These autistic children are the canaries in the mine. This is what we're in for. It's going to get worse. You know what? Everybody's all freaked out about climate change. Oh, you know, we've got to change. Look, man, we're going to be gone. We're going to become extinct way before we can destroy the climate. Okay? Because this world is going to become depopulated on our own, but by our own causes, not because of the climate change. It's going to be depopulated because what we're doing to ourselves. And you would think that politicians would go, hey, you know what? Let's work on the climate. But we have a more immediate challenge. 50% of the population is obese and sick. 1 in 68 children is autistic. We have a new neurological disorder now. It's named for the girl that they discovered it in. I can't even think of it. I just read a study about it. There's a new, we have children's brains are being formed wrong in the womb because of what the mothers are absorbing between the glyphosates and the poisons
the
and the chemicals and the parabens, the xenoestrogens, the phytoestrogens, the phthalates. I mean, it's like this, the only way you can change this is if you become Amish and you step out of the mainstream.
But then when you try to do that, you get in trouble. Remember there was a family here in Kentucky that lived in eastern Kentucky.
Off the grid.
They were living off the grid and their children got taken away
from them. Yeah, social services got involved and took their kids away.
They took their children away from them because they said that they weren't raising their children properly.
It's scary. I would not want to be raising children now. I would not want to be having children. I feel bad for my children that they're going to have children someday. Maybe they won't. Because I feel bad for the kids now who are going to have children someday.
Yeah, I do too.
It's sad. It's bleak. It's never been this bleak before.
So when we come back, since we were talking about the parabens and stuff, let's talk about some of this. A few new studies that just came out this week about the coral reefs and sunscreen.
Okay. Okay.
And parabens.
Great, great story to lead off.
Mammals.
The top of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Casual Friday Show.
Whatever Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
All ears on me.
Love this song. All ears on me. That's good. So, yeah, everybody who's getting their Hot Logic Mini, you know, those who have my email, and so they're sending me pictures. It's food porn. So Dr. Bill Seeds, brilliant orthopedic surgeon, He just texted this to me. It's a T-bone steak smothered in organic mushrooms, green beans, and carrots.
And that was his lunch?
That's his lunch. And he texts me, he says, good food porn. is what he put under the picture.
That's cute.
Look at that steak. It's a beautiful.
It looks awesome.
Oh, man. Okay. Get your Hot Logic Mini today.
Okay. So let's go on with Carl's rant from before.
Which one?
Do you want to talk about the parabens in the mammals or the sunscreen that's toxic to our coral reefs?
Well, let's start with the parabens.
Okay. Okay, so parabens and their byproducts have been found in dolphins and other marine mammals. So evidently
But before we start that, parabens are well known to be endocrine disruptors.
Yes.
Methylparaben, propylparaben, ethylparaben. They're used in cosmetic agents to create thickness and creaminess. And there's numerous good, well-done studies that show that in many breast tumors removed from women, they are concentrated parabens inside the tumors.
So here it says research has shown that parabens and their byproducts act like estrogen in animals.
Endocrine disruptor.
In animals. However, this is what this research says. An analysis by the CDC found that most people, they aren't clear of the effects on humans. Mm. But most people who have been tested did have detectable levels of parabens in their urine.
Right.
Are there tests that we can get done to see?
Sure. There's a test that you can – look, they're finding glyphosate in human breast milk. So mothers are breastfeeding their babies and glyphosate's coming out with the milk. They found they tested some whole community in Germany, their urine. They found glyphosate in the urine of people that live in the inner cities. They're not even living by – so, yeah, all these things. This doesn't surprise me. Parabens. Phthalates, everything.
Well, last week, if you remember, we talked about intersex fish.
Yeah. And I went into my LBGT rant about how there's no wonder that we have more gay people today because the brains are being miswired during the sexual preference phase of the fetal development because these mothers have androgens, estrogens, everything's coming in at the same time.
Researchers analyzed 121 tissue samples from 8 species of marine mammals from the coastal waters of Florida, California, Washington, and Alaska. They detected methylparaben in many of the samples. The levels ranged from trace amounts of methylparaben in polar bears to tens of thousands of nanograms of 4 HB per gram of tissue in dolphins and sea otters.
So, you know what? We don't care about ourselves. The poor animals, too. They're becoming impregnated with these things as well. And it's gathering in their bodies. I mean, God, what the hell? What's wrong with people?
Scientists say the positive correlation between methylparaben and 4-HB in samples suggests they come from synthetic sources.
Of course. Of course. They're coming from the water that we're polluting. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. So now let's talk about, so let's take it a step further. You know, we've had, we've heard about, you know, entire campaigns, coastal campaigns to save the coral reefs, the importance of the coral reefs to the whole, aquatic ecosystem, right? So now they find out that the coral reefs are being destroyed. And guess what's destroying it?
Sunscreen. And it's in minuscule concentrations that are destroying the coral reefs.
So in other words, they're so sensitive to the sunscreen, it doesn't take a lot, but it's coating. So, you know, you lather the kids up with Banana Boat 60,000, and then they go and they wade into the seashore, and the coral reef is very close. Usually it's in that shallow water, and it washes off of them, and it gets on the coral.
The chemical oxybenzone is found in more than 3,500 sunscreen products worldwide. Mm. It pollutes coral reefs via swimmers who wear sunscreen or wastewater discharges from municipal sewage outfalls and coastal septic systems.
Right. And so what is it doing to the coral reefs? Is it like causing them to shrink? Are they dying? Because coral reefs are basically skeletal systems that the coral, that these little organisms inhabit, and they grow the coral because as they eat and poop, they make more coral behind them. So are they killing the organisms? Is it destroying the coral itself? What's happening?
The chemical is highly toxic to juvenile corals.
There you go.
We found four major forms of toxicity associated with exposure of baby corals to this chemical. This was a study, by the way, out of Tel Aviv University.
Right. Now, you know what's going to happen, right? So the industry that sells oxybenzone is going to say, well, the science was flawed. Their science sucks. This is what goes on. So what you have is you have people on one side who have a vested interest in a product, and they will go to the people on the other side who have no vested interest in the product but are just interested in the health effects of it, and they'll say, well, their science sucks. This science is highly suspect.
Forms of toxicity include coral bleaching, a phenomenon associated with high sea surface temperatures events like El Nido. I thought it was El Nino? No, it's El Nido. And with global mass moralities of coral reefs, the researchers found oxybenzone made the corals more susceptible to this bleaching at lower temperatures, rendering them less resilient to climate change.
And we have plenty of climate change. So.
No, it is El Nino. I just can't see today.
Yeah.
I just had to, okay.
But the bottom line is more of our chemicals that we love, that we slather all over our bodies and our children so that we don't have aging skin.
Well, and you don't even use sunscreen.
Hell no. Hell no. And no one in my family ever used it. My father used to lay out in the sun. He didn't put anything on. And we never get skin cancer either. But then again, I've got Ethiopian blood in me. I'm Southern Italian, so I can take the sun. I guess fair-skinned people, it's a different story, so I can't tell them to live like me. But hell no. I don't put anything on.
Okay,
the sun.
Listen to this. The study also pointed to oxybenzone as an endocrine disruptor.
Bingo.
Causing young coral to encase itself in its own skeleton, causing death.
Ah, so we're talking about a mutation of it. So it causes a coral mutation where instead of the coral staying on the outside of the skeletal system, it creates a bubble of the skeletal system and encloses itself and then dies. This is a mutation.
The researchers saw evidence of gross deformities caused by oxybenzone.
This is probably some genetic mutation that occurs in the presence of the oxybenzone.
Coral mouths that expand to five times their healthy normal size.
Bingo. Sounds like coral cancer to me. Isn't that what cancer is? When things grow out of control?
Mm-hmm.
So it's causing coral cancer. How about that one? So sad.
And then lastly, I wanted to talk about the the trees that are being planted in contaminated land to try and clean up the heavy metals and things.
This, to me, is an example of how the orthodox scientists take something bad and try to make it something good. So go ahead. Talk about this story.
Well, it says that high chemical tolerant plants can be used to rehabilitate land contaminated with heavy metals or petroleum byproducts. Some 30,000 such sites exist in Canada and 342,000 sites in Europe through a process termed phytoremediation.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about what this phytoremediation is. So they're going to plant trees in these highly toxic lands that have been toxic, you know, spills of waste and chemical manufacturing, and so they're unlivable. People can't go near them. You get cancer. They're going to plant trees on them, let the trees grow. The trees are resilient. The trees won't die. The trees will suck up through their root systems all of these heavy metals and poisons into the tree. Okay, so no one's asking these questions, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. What are you going to do with the trees once they're full grown? Because let's face it, trees create what? Oxygen. They basically scrub the air. They create oxygen. They reduce carbon dioxide. They are part of the planet's ecosystem. So what are these trees going to do to the air? What are these trees going to do to the other fauna? Don't forget, everything is connected underneath the ground. There's a web that connects the tree in the front of your yard to the tree in the front of your neighbor's yard five blocks away. Everything is connected. So what's going to start happening to all of the other flora and fauna and the outlying area? Nobody's asking these questions. So they just think, oh, if the trees get the stuff out of the ground, we're safe, we're done. No, the trees will remain there to be repositories of these poisons. Then they're going to let them go somewhere else. I mean, this is a dangerous idea, unless they're going to cut the trees down and dispose of them. But then how do you dispose of them? Burn them? What do you do with them? Throw them in the ocean? I mean, this is, you know, you can't just will this stuff away. There's got to be ways to take care of these lands. This doesn't sound like one of them to me.
99% of RNA from spider mites, a common plant pest, was higher abundance in trees growing without contamination.
Okay, so think about this. So they're also saying that there's another thing that's good about this. The contamination keeps the spider mite population down.
This wow. suggests that trees growing in contaminated soils might have reacted in a way that makes them less prone to herbivore attacks by priming their defense machinery.
No, it's not priming their defense machinery. The toxicity of what is running through the tree's vascular system is toxic to the mites, so they don't want to be on that tree. Mm-hmm. This is you don't need scientists to know that if you put poison in a tree, the bugs that usually live in it won't live in it anymore because they can't eat it. They're going to die from it. You don't need a scientific study to prove this. This is idiocy. Oh, man. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What's this world going to come to?
The world is here.
Do we have anything funny to talk about?
We'll see.
I'm really, really a wet blanket today. We need a funny story, Elisa. How about how I ate all the muffins last night? How about that one? All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Okay, so I'm going to lighten it up now because Elisa has a couple funny stories.
Oh, Carl asked for some lighter stories, so here we go.
Here we go.
Brace yourselves. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a new trend. You know how Gwyneth Paltrow was doing steaming her vagina?
Yeah.
And talking about her Brazilian waxes.
Yeah, and now, well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's relive the chronological sequence. So back in the day,
she was the first to champion the Brazilian bikini wax.
Yeah, and said
wax.
The only way that you should have your vagina is bare like you were when you were a little girl.
Prepubescent form. Right. And then there was the backtrack about a decade later when she said that the big 70s bush was in.
Right.
And that's basically, she said that she became famous for the see-through panel dress that she had on during the Iron Man 3 premiere. She said she looked like an 8-year-old girl.
Right.
She's bizarre. Okay. And then she said that every time she has a bikini wax, Cameron Diaz has to hold her down. And then earlier this year, she talked about the vaginal steam treatment.
Yeah, so she has a spa in Los Angeles that she told people, if you're near here, you need to come and do this because it balances female hormones and you get a steam treatment for your vagina.
Yes.
Which I think that's really bizarre, but okay.
And then these are Gwyneth-less vaginal trends. Vajazzling.
Yeah, that's when you put crystals and
Swarovski crystals
on. Yeah, so instead of bedazzling, it's vajazzling, right?
Well, so now there's a new trend for your vagina.
Yeah,
a vajazzle.
A vajazzle.
What is a vajazzle? Facial
for your vagina.
Yes.
So do they do like so when I go for the facial? She tweezes my hair on my eyebrows. She extracts any blackheads. She does a microdermabrasion. Do they all those things?
They coat you in baby powder, having the outside
smooth
of the vagina scrubbed with a cleanser, then treated to an exfoliant pill, tweezed for any ingrown hairs, and then topped off with a mask.
How would you like to be the girl that has to do that? Like, has to get down there in some other girl's junk and tweeze it? That's got to be gross. I'm sorry.
So, Jenny Slate, who evidently is an actress and a comedian, a writer, she volunteered to have this done. And she says, this is a quote, "When I volunteered to do this, I imagined writing a piece that was bouncing with crazy or maybe inane sounding facts. I can't really offer that right now."
I don't know what that means.
She doesn't have anything good to say about it.
Well, okay, so here's how the discussion goes with you and your vagesthetician instead of an esthetician. She's down there tweezing, and all of a sudden she hears a noise, and you go, no, that wasn't a fart. It was a queef. I'm sorry. I mean, like, are you serious? Somebody really has to do it? Yeah, go make that noise.
She said there's not a whole lot any kind of beauty treatment can do to magically, mystically change any body part.
Right. Yeah, there you go. I mean, this is stupid. This is an example of people way too much money. I'm sorry. They're getting facials on their vaginas. Right?
Well, and then you go down, it says you want to dye your hair? Great. use organic tampons, go for it. But a vagina is a vagina is a vagina.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true after what we learned about glyphosate, because you should use organic. But
well,
anyway.
Well, it's not just – no. What I said on one of the boards, not to go back to that, is just because your tampons say that they're organic doesn't mean that they're not using organic herbicides. You have to call the manufacturer and ask them what chemical compounds, organic or synthetic – are used in the growing and manufacturing of these tampons. You've got to call them. You call them once. You use the same tampons, you know, brands for years. Just call them once and find out. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so there's just one more story that's a little bit lighter. Funny. On a lighter note. I want to talk about Vin Diesel. He's been getting a little bit of body shaming lately.
Because Vin usually is like buffed for his movie roles, right? He's usually muscular and ripped, and he looks really, really great, right?
Yes.
But this time he's doing a movie and he doesn't have to get in shape for it, right?
Right. Well, there was some pictures of him that were released on a balcony. I think he even had a cigarette in his hand.
Yeah.
And it was of his dad bod.
I thought the dad bod was all the rage.
It was a big gut?
Yeah. Girls are all like crazy about guys with dad bods.
I didn't think that was the case. But anyway, he was on a balcony shirtless and he had a definite dad bod.
He did not look like Vin Diesel. He looked like just an average guy.
Yeah, and he said that his recent role in The Last Witch Hunter involved less time at the gym than some of his other roles. The director kept saying, you know, there's no Gold's Gym in the 13th century.
But there were people who were muscular and ripped in the 13th century. My God, look at the statues that the Greeks and the Romans produced.
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't figments of their imagination. They were people that looked like that. That's not an – but you know what this tells me about Vin Diesel? I always thought he was a fan of physical culture. I thought he was the kind of guy who goes to the gym and trains because of the intrinsic value of hard work and training. So he only does it when a movie role calls for it.
Well, he said he started working out as a teenager and bouncer in New York City. He says, I don't care really when asked about the insults he's received online. I'm not trying to be in super shape all the time. I'm trying to master my craft of making films.
Mm. So you can't be in super shape and master your craft, I guess, huh? That's interesting.
I guess.
I mean, Scarlett Johansson looks like she can. Every time you see her, she looks better and better. She's got muscle, and she's mastering her craft.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that one. That just tells me that Vin is only works out hard when he has a movie role that calls for it, and when he doesn't, he just goes back to his normal Vin Diesel body, which is not somebody who works out hard. And I wonder if he really bounced. All these guys say they bounced. Vin Diesel's a nice guy, but he's a little guy. Let's be honest. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he really bounced. You know? I mean, Dr. Jeff bounced in California. But Dr. Jeff, you saw the pictures of him, right?
He looked really good in the photo.
Oh, yeah. He could throw you to the curb if he had to, right? Vin Diesel doesn't look like the kind of guy that could throw anybody to the curb. But I could be wrong. I think Peter Rouse has worked with him, actually. I'm going to have to ask Peter. I think
really?
I think he worked with him a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to talk about the most common nutrient deficiencies?
Yes, yes. Well, actually, we would have to take a break now and talk about when we come back.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do this.
And then
when
we come back, we're going to talk about some common nutrient.
11 of the most common nutrient deficiencies, and are you falling prey to them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
That's a new song.
Hey, sneak up on me once in a while. I got so many songs in the library, but why they rotate in the way they do, I got to reshuffle them. That's what I got to do. Welcome back. 11 vitamins, minerals that you may actually be deficient, most common nutrient deficiencies out there today we're going to talk about.
Okay, number one, vitamin D.
So I got to talk about this real quick. Before you talk about that, we are reformulating Primal D. We have a brand new Primal D coming out January 1st. So sit tight.
New and improved version.
New and improved and tested. And we had some problems with the first Primal D. Some people saw great results from it. Some people did not. We had to get to the bottom of that. We figured it out. Actually, All American Pharmaceutical is making our Primal D now. What a different experience this is having them make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they put the brain power in to solve some problems and make it better. And no matter how much you use, there's no DMSO smell at all because of the way they formulated it. It's just amazing. I love what they do over there. Dr. Jeff I mean, he was a great bodybuilder, but he is really great when it comes to supplements.
They have a great facility there. Yeah. I think he's been posting some videos on Facebook of the facility.
We're going to put his Facebook social media tabs on our website so people can friend him and be updated on that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So vitamin D, number one, huh?
Researchers estimate that 50% of the general population is at risk of vitamin D deficiency and insufficiency.
Wow.
With the percentages, they're higher in populations such as the elderly and those with darker skin.
Bingo.
Signs of vitamin D deficiency include being over the age of 50, having darker skin, obesity, achy bones, feeling blue, head sweating, and poor immune function.
Interestingly enough, one of the things that could cause vitamin D deficiency is, guess what?
Glyphosate.
Glyphosate accumulates and in the liver and blocks the absorption of vitamin D.
Yep.
But then again, it doesn't really hurt you. It's really good for you.
I find it odd that, I mean, not odd, but there's 50% of the population that are deficient, and one of the main things is because of the glyphosate.
Well, you have, and there's a lot of people out there that have glyphosate, so you have to assume that there's a correlation there,
right? Right.
The next one is omega-3 fats.
Mm-hmm.
But as we learned from the brilliant Alex Leaf, the best way to take your omega-3s, if you're not getting it through eating fish a few times a week, is to take your fish oil supplements in a bolus. Instead of taking one a day, take four on one day and don't take any of the other days.
Because so when like you take once a daily, once a week you take four?
Once or twice a week, just the way you would eat fish. And the reason what happens is if you take it every single day, the body actually uses it as a source of energy, so you don't get the benefits of the EPA and DHA. But if you take it in a bolus, bang, the body stores it in the liver. How do you like that? You learn that stuff when you read the writings of Alex Leaf.
Just some of the telltale signs that your body may be deficient in omega-3s, or the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio is out of balance. Dry, flaky skin. Or chicken skin on the back of the arms, dandruff or dry hair, soft brittle nails, fatigue, menstrual cramps, and a poor attention span.
Oh, I get menstrual cramps a lot. Okay, the next one is vitamin K2, but you wouldn't be deficient in it if all of the beef you ate was from grass-fed, grass-pastured cows, because that beef is loaded with K2. But anyway, I digress.
Okay, vitamin K2 is an important adjunct to vitamin D, without which vitamin D cannot work properly. So you've done shows on that already.
Right. And you don't have to supplement with vitamin K2 if you are getting, you're getting pastured beef and pastured liver and, you know, I mean.
Raw dairy products such as cheeses, raw butter, kefir.
Bingo.
Kefir, yeah, also contains high amounts. Grass-fed animals will develop high K2 levels. You just said that. Number four is magnesium.
And this one we've talked about before, and a lot of people know about it. And you should be supplementing with magnesium, because it's very, very hard, unless you're eating a lot of food all day long, to get adequate amounts of magnesium in your diet. I wouldn't supplement with calcium, but I would definitely supplement with magnesium.
I take one before bed every night.
It helps you sleep too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This one is actually another one that there's a glyphosate linkage, and that's vitamin B12. So vitamin B12, we know, is responsible for energy. It's responsible for nerve function. It's responsible for brain function. It's responsible for heart health. Vitamin B12 is a very, very important vitamin. It's absorbed in the gut, but it requires something called intrinsic factor to be absorbed properly, unless you're getting injections of it. And glyphosate, I'm sorry to say, it's not like I want to do this show about glyphosate, but glyphosate destroys the microbes responsible for intrinsic factor. And glyphosate also bonds to the cobalt, which is required for the cobalamin to be utilized by the body. So glyphosate basically short circuits vitamin B12 absorption and assimilation.
It says here about 1 in 4 Americans, adults, are deficient in vitamin B12.
Yeah. The next one?
I would not just talk one more thing about vitamin B12. You said that alcohol, people who drink a lot of alcohol are typically deficient in vitamin B12.
Because of the so we actually synthesize many of the B vitamins in our gut because of the the microbes. Many of the microbes in our gut actually poop out B vitamins, and so we get those B vitamins from them. And some of the other microbes are responsible for the assimilation and absorption of B vitamins in our food. When you drink a lot of alcohol, you disrupt those B vitamin producing microbes. So if you drink a lot of alcohol, you probably need to supplement with additional B vitamins. Absolutely.
Number six is vitamin E.
So what do they say about vitamin E? I am not a big follower of vitamin E.
It's important for your brain health. It also supports normal cholesterol levels and protects against free radical damage and the normal effects of aging.
You should take, if you are going to take vitamin E, when I take vitamin E, I take a full spectrum vitamin E. There are eight isoforms of vitamin E. There's four tocopherols and four tocotrienols. You really need to get all of them. A good source of those is a palm fruit oil, nut palm oil extract. And those are where you can get all eight of the different isoforms. And I buy a really inexpensive vitamin E supplement at VitaCost. When I take my vitamin E, I don't take it religiously.
Don't take it every day. No. The best way to ensure that your body is getting the full spectrum of vitamin E in a form your body can beneficially use is to make smart dietary choices. Good dietary sources of vitamin E include hazelnuts, almonds, walnuts, pecans, seeds such as sunflower seeds, olive oil, legumes, and
Papa Vince olive oil.
Green vegetables such as spinach and broccoli. Number seven, vitamin A.
This is a really important one. This is one that I have promoted for a very long time.
I was afraid to take it for a while. I've started taking it.
I take 8,000 IUs of vitamin A a day. Vitamin A is required for stem cell differentiation. So think about that. Your stem cells in your body, whether they be muscle, bone, whatever, nerve, they cannot become the tissue that you want them to become without vitamin A. And I'm not talking about beta carotene, because most people don't convert beta carotene into vitamin A. I take retinol, retinol palmitate, actually, 8,000 IUs a day. This is a really, really important for the immune system, but most importantly, so that tissue can be reproduced on demand when it's necessary. Really, really important.
Retinol is preformed vitamin A found in animal products such as grass-fed meat and poultry, liver, fish, raw organic dairy products like butter. This is the form of vitamin A that you can actually use. That's just what you said.
Right, right. The next one is iodine. This one I would potentially disagree with to a little extent. If you're eating lots of vegetables, eggs, the occasional piece of liver, I don't think you have to start taking kelp and stuff like that. I think there's a very, very overzealous push for people to take high doses of iodine. I think that's actually dangerous. I think
You don't think, like, as we age, the kelp is supposed
more?
To help with your thyroid
function? But it's only going to help with your thyroid function if you're severely depleted in iodine. You really don't need a lot of iodine. I forget what it is, but it's micrograms. I think you need like 20 or 30 micrograms a day to have a healthy functioning thyroid. So maybe if you get 80 micrograms a day, you're like over. You can have a kelp capsule. It's got, 2.5 milligrams of, of iodine in it. I think that's too much. I think people need to be cautious about iodine. Iodine is one of those things you should test and supplement and test again and see where you are.
Okay. Calcium.
I disagree with this one. I don't think people should supplement with calcium. I think most people are getting plenty of calcium in their diets, especially if they're eating dairy. You know, most protein powders have some amount of calcium in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're eating, I have my breakfast now consists of four whole eggs and a cup of cottage cheese.
Four whole eggs?
Yeah. And so I backed down. I used to do six eggs and cottage cheese. I backed down a little bit. Four eggs and a full cup of cottage cheese. And I think I get 40% of the total daily requirement for calcium at that, the 400 milligrams of calcium, boom, right there in breakfast. And then I eat other things that have calcium in them. So I'm through my diet alone, I'm probably getting 800 to 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And I think most people are, unless you're a vegan and, you're starving yourself on top of that. And you got to be careful with calcium, because you start supplementing with calcium, it can do nasty things to you. I mean, there's people who've gotten heart attacks from taking calcium. So
Number 10 is iron.
Yeah. Again, if you're not a vegan, you're getting iron from eating red meat.
Yeah, you don't think there's a need.
So Elisa ate bacon the other day for the first time in how long?
I ate some small pieces of bacon.
She's so funny. So she pulls the meat and leaves the fat behind, and I'm cool with that. I ate the fat.
No, I it's just because I like the crunchy part, and the other, I like it to be really done, and the fat, it's not that I didn't want to eat the fat, it's just that the meaty part was crunchy crunchier than
crispy.
Crispy. And so that's why I ate
How long had it been since you've eaten bacon, you think?
Years. Yeah. Years. So I ate a little bit just to see how my body would react.
So did you get sick from it?
No.
So now you're going to have it again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I might even actually try some grass-fed beef.
Okay. That's good. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Iron. If you're getting red meat in your diet, I don't think you're going to need much iron. And actually, the iron that you get from beef is actually the best because it's called hemi-iron. It's actually bonded to blood already. If you take an iron oxide supplement, that's very hard to absorb and utilize. But when you get iron from beef, it's used by the body immediately because it's already in the form of hemi-iron, which is hemi is the, I think, the name for blood. I don't know if it's Latin or what. So it's already bound to blood. That's the best iron. Eat some red meat. That's it.
Choline.
If you're eating whole eggs, you're getting your choline, right?
Whole eggs and grass-fed meat. And, you know, there's a reoccurring theme here.
Whole eggs and grass-fed meats. And so think about that. So most people are deficient in these. So what are most people told to stay away from?
From eggs. Well, they used to be eggs and
red
meat.
But no, they still are. The doctors still tell people don't eat whole eggs because there's too much cholesterol in them.
And red meat.
Yeah, don't eat eggs and don't eat red meat. And look what people are deficient in. Mm-hmm. Isn't it funny?
Yes.
All right, let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com/carb
D-A-R-B-G-U-I-D-E.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I like to move it, move it.
Do you?
How you like it now?
Do you like to move it, move it? Welcome back.
I like to move it, move it. Okay.
Good.
So I want to talk about everywhere in the media you've heard lately that supplements are blamed for 23,000 emergency visits each year.
Emergency room, yeah. Big deal.
Emergency room visits, yes.
Let's talk about Tylenol alone.
I know.
100 deaths a month from Tylenol.
So I guess this was a study from the CDC, and all of these media outlets are reporting it.
And they all say the same thing. Well, you know, supplements aren't regulated. That's not true, dimwits. Supplements are regulated. They are not allowed to cause any kind of negative side effects, or they're banned. So the supplements are regulated in a harsher way than pharmaceutical drugs.
Okay, so keep in mind that it's estimated that over-the-counter and prescription drugs are responsible for more than 4 million emergency room visits annually. 4 million.
What is that? Go ahead. You keep talking. Go ahead.
In addition, adverse drug reactions are estimated to cause over 100,000 deaths a year.
So, I did it wrong. I was trying to see what the percentages were. But, okay, so what I get tired of hearing them say is that supplements aren't regulated. You cannot have a supplement on the market that has any negative side effects at all. None. Zero. If you have a supplement that you sell and a bunch of people get sick, they get nauseous from it, they report to the FDA, they ban that substance if it's a new substance that's never been introduced. Now, let's look at pharmaceutical drugs. They pay the FDA millions and millions of dollars to rubber stamp their science, and they put drugs on the market that have a plethora, I love that word. They have a plethora of side effects like death and cardiac events and coma and elevated blood sugar and tremor, and they can still prescribe them. You couldn't prescribe, if you had a supplement that caused even half of the negative side effects of a drug like Latuda, which is now being prescribed for diabetes, or Abilify, which is an antidepressant, they'd ban it the next morning. They'd say, that's it, it's done. You guys can't sell it. It causes coma. It causes blood sugar to rise. It causes headaches. It causes dizziness. You wouldn't be able to sell it. So this idea that supplements aren't regulated is nonsense. And It frustrates the crap out of me that these idiots on the in the media, on today's show and everything, they just keep repeating this. They are regulated. They're absolutely regulated.
Weight loss and energy products were responsible for 72%, and sexual enhancement and bodybuilding products were accounted for 14%.
That's a very small percentage.
So these two categories together equal 86% of the reported emergency room.
23,000 ER visits. Oh, my God, this is terrible. But yet there's 4 million ER visits a year from taking pharmaceutical drugs the way they were prescribed to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good friend who his doctor changed his blood pressure medicine. And he was traveling back home to Ojai, California from the East Coast. And he had taken his second dose of this medication, got on the plane, and by the time it was time for him to get off the plane, he couldn't walk. They had to take him off on a gurney, rush him to the hospital, to the ER, only to find out that the blood pressure medicine that they had put him on was contraindicated with another drug that he was taking, and he nearly died. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks. He nearly died.
What was?
I don't remember what it was, but my point is, no one got sued for that. No one got their hand slapped. It was, we didn't realize that was contraindicated. The doctor didn't catch it. The pharmacist didn't catch it. We're real sorry. I mean, that stuff goes on all the flipping time. But God forbid somebody takes a caffeine supplement and walks into the ER because they took too much. They took more than the prescribed dose that said on the bottle. And they've got tachycardia, and their heart rate is 160 beats a minute while they're sitting still. Oh, man, we got to get these supplements off the market, man. They're dangerous. I mean, it's just nonsense.
In this article that I'm reading here on Yahoo News, it says, the study raises concerns among experts over the safety of an industry that critics say is largely unregulated and highly popular among consumers.
That's the real issue is this, that the FDA would love to regulate the
bringing in $14.8 billion dollars in 2007.
Yeah.
That's the key. They want that $14.8.
The FDA wants that money. They want you to have to pay them so that you can sell supplements. That's exactly what they want. That's what this is all about. Like having the FDA, I mean, let's go back for a second, folks. The FDA was the regulatory commission over a drug that killed 55,000 plus people called Vioxx. They did not know that the science was flawed. They did know the science was flawed, and they turned their back. Who knows what the story is? So why would we believe that having the FDA provide oversight to the supplement industry would create any greater level of safety for consumers if they can't create safety in the pharmaceutical industry? This is BS. This comes up all the time. 100 people, it's estimated 100 people a month die from taking Tylenol.
Out of the 23,000, only 2,000 were hospitalized after taking supplements, and there have been no deaths linked to this study.
Yeah, no death. You know what? I wish the mainstream media, I don't know what to say about it. You know what? It's just tiresome. And this is why people can't get good information to make good decisions about things related to their health.
Well,
this
that's
is why
people need to use critical thinking and do research on their own. And it's so much easier now.
Yeah, because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You want to talk about anything else?
Oh, I think that's about it.
Good.
We have some good shows coming up
next
week.
Yeah, we have great shows next week, and I have pumpkin muffins to go home to. Elisa's got to put this recipe up. This is the best pumpkin high-protein muffin I've ever had in my life. I'm not just saying
there's,
that.
And there's no flour in it, and it tastes amazing, and they have the consistency of a regular muffin.
Yeah. They do.
It's amazing
to
me.
Yeah, you really did this. This is a really good recipe. So when will you have it up there for the audience?
Well, I've made two batches. I wanted to make sure that I got the recipe right. So I might make one more batch this weekend and then put it up the first of the week.
Good. I'll eat them. I'll be the test case. Okay. And those of you out there, please say no to glyphosate. Thank you. That was a public service announcement. Please say no to glyphosate.
Just say no.
Just say no to glyphosate. There you go. All right, look, we'll see everybody next week. Thank you for listening today.
Bye.
following paid program.